I mean, it's a great honor anytime, you know, whether it's an offensive, defensive, special team guy, you think about being honored as the best player on that side of the ball throughout the whole NFL in that week. It's pretty incredible. And, you know, he obviously means a lot to our team and made a big-time play with the interception. But if you – that whole game, watching that whole game, just in terms of the amount of hurries and quarterback hits and things he was able to get, you know, he's a – pretty impressive guy.
Do you remember the mallet hit after the touchdown where he kind of elbowed you or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan sent me that in a text right after the game. Yeah, that was one of the bigger hits I took during the game. He's got to remember, I think, that he's 6'7", and I'm like 6'2". So, like, when he goes to give me a shoulder bump, it's going to hit me in the face, not my shoulder. So we're gonna work on that a little bit and try to avoid it for next time. I mean, it's tough to make comparisons. I've really enjoyed everywhere I've been, but just specifically talking about this team and this locker room, you know, you don't have to get along to play well together and all that, but it's a tight locker room where guys enjoy coming to work every day, enjoy seeing each other, enjoy being in the weight room, on the practice field, whatever it is, and that makes it a lot easier to wake up in the morning at 5 or whatever it is and be excited to come in. You know, that's a pretty fun, refreshing feeling, not being able to wait to get to work and to go get your work in and to, you know, see those guys. And it's a great group of guys, though. I've really enjoyed the short time that I've had here so far, and you know, made some lasting bonds, which has been nice.
Did that become evident during training camp, or did you even notice that going back to training camp and all that?
Yeah, early on. I mean, early on, I could tell, and part of it is some of the guys that have been here for a while, just the type of leaders they were and the way they ran the locker room and all that. And so that was apparent right away. But to be able to kind of slip into that and really feel comfortable and fit in and form some of those great relationships, it's been fun for me. Yeah, I mean, I've got to get a lot better. I've just, you know, and every week it's almost like a broken record, but the consistency is, it's just got to get better, you know, and hopefully that I just continue to get better every week, continue to get more consistent every week, you know, just getting a better feel for this offense and the guys and everybody kind of coming together. And so, you know, that's something, if I look at the first four games and how they've gone, I mean, you know, 3-1. You know, we're 3-1. That's not too bad. But my level of play's got to pick up, and you know, I know that, and I'll just continue to put the work in, and hopefully continue to raise my level of play. Yeah, I mean, I think that's important, you know, for a good offense to be able to get the ball downfield a little bit. You know, and sometimes that's going to be a 50-50 ball to try to give our guys chances to make the play. And, you know, we had the one in the Buffalo game where it was kind of a 50-50 deal, and Leotis McKelvin makes a great interception. But then getting it deep to Hop later in the game, those are really game-changing plays to be able to swing momentum in your favor. You know, to be able to not have to always have those 10, 12 play drives, but to be able to get it down the field and make those big plays really gives you a lot of confidence as an offense.
You guys have gone to the no huddle a little more in the last two games against the Giants the second half, you're behind, and then against the Bills as well. How comfortable do you feel in that? Does that play to some of your strengths, being in the shotgun and having four or five receivers out there?
Yeah, I think it does. That's always going to be part of something we do. I think it's a work in progress just in terms of the communication and, you know, but that's always something we'll have in our back pocket to go to if we need to.
How do you feel at all from the rivalry at all between the cities, Dallas and Houston? Do the players feel that at all?
Yeah, I think especially the players that have been here really feel that. But I did an event yesterday, and the only thing anybody said to me was, either what does your wife think about your beard, or you better beat the Cowboys. So, I definitely feel that just from the community and the comments that I've been getting, and even talking to different guys on the team, and they're the guys that have been here for a while that really understand it, whether it's Andre. Or Chris Myers or Dwayne or whoever it is, they really understand the hatred between the two fan bases. I've got a ton of confidence in him. I think that confidence just comes from doing it over and over again and seeing the guy come down with most of the balls, and it's not going to be 100% of the time, but the majority of the time, he's going to make the play, and he's showed that to me time and again in practice, and he's done it a few times, some great catches in the games. So he's a special receiver that just has to continue to get better and continue to work, and hopefully we can all grow together and become more consistent. Most of the receivers I play with tell me they're open and they want the ball. So it's not necessarily just DeAndre that does that, but he definitely early on let me know. I mean, I watched some film on him, but let me know what he thought his skill set was, and how he enjoyed using his frame and going up and getting those balls and things. That was made apparent early. Yeah. Yeah, plenty. I got plenty of flack on that and whatever else came with it, but I still think my dad has watched or downloaded that thing about a quarter of whatever it's been downloaded, So I think he fluffed up the numbers a little bit.
Is that the most emotional you've been pregame like that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was one of those. It was almost one of those blackout moments, Don't really remember much of it.
What did it mean to you that the guys wanted you to speak to them? Some of the core guys that have been here, and they ask you to do it.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I think that goes back to kind of understanding the locker room and how close we all are, and those guys understanding and knowing how much that game meant to me. So I thought that was a great gesture for them to come up and say, hey, why don't you take it today? That's something that, again, just an appreciation of the friendship and all the different things that go into this. It really is more than just a game for us. We're out there playing for each other, and we put a lot of work into it. So I think that probably shows and represents that a little bit. Yeah, they've done a great job. I think, they're flying around. Very active, whether it's in the front, they don't blitz a ton, but in terms of some of their movements, and then in the back end too, flying up and making tackles and hits, and they've created a bunch of turnovers. So they've been an opportunistic defense this year, and you really see the flying around and playing fast jump out on you when you watch tape. I think you just go with the game plan a little bit. They play a decent amount of zone coverage as well. So I just think we probably do what we do best.
Speaking of the game plan, how much do you get involved with as the game plan is evolving? At what point are you able to use your input?
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth throughout the week in terms of the game plan being put in, and then as we practice throughout the week, not as comfortable with this as I am with this. Maybe we could tweak this here. So it's a good relationship, just in terms of, the willingness for Coach O'Brien or Coach Godsey to kind of say, okay, this guy's played a little bit, so if he's not comfortable with it, then let's try to make him comfortable with it, or try to go a different direction. But they've done a good job of that. and kind of catering some stuff to my skill set and what I like versus what I don't like.
So today they come with their plan, and then as you see it evolve, you're able to give your input for what you like out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we learned from last week and some of the things that we didn't do as well as we wanted to, and it's going to be a big part of who we are going forward here throughout the year. So we've got to get back on track there, giving our guys touches and making sure that we're getting the yards, and that's something that's going to be very important to us, not just this game, but for the rest of the year.
Yeah.